91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio.
Good afternoon. We are happy to be here with you today, a lovely Sunday afternoon in Tucson on 91.3 KXCI. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can listen to more of our programs on our Broad Perspectives podcast page at kxci.org, or you can just Google Broad Perspectives Radio and you'll find us. I'm very happy to welcome Denise Marza today to our show. She's a singer, songwriter, music producer, entrepreneur, and founder of Key Media Group. Another powerful woman that we love having on our shows, Kathy.
That is so correct, and I am a particular fan of this musician. She's just amazing. Denise Marza is a multi-talented and very versatile musician and businesswoman. She spent decades building a fiercely independent path through the music world, starting with creating her own record label, I love this, Key Media Group, back in the 1990s. Denise has received much recognition and awards in the US, the UK, and across Europe. In 2021, her one-woman show, The Pass, won the Best Concert Award at the United Solo Festival in New York City. She continues to produce her own music and is about to release a new CD called Risk and Heal. Denise is also the founder of Key Media Public Relations, which has championed visibility and opportunity for independent creatives since the late 1990s. Throughout her career, Denise has consistently refused to conform to industry expectations. From writing and producing her own material to launching a PR agency focused on elevating emerging voices, she's prioritized authenticity and creative autonomy. And boy, that is so true. Denise Marza, welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
We are excited to have you. You know, you have such an interesting background. You've lived in some of the most exciting cities, New York, LA, London. I gather you are in Tucson right now. Tell us a little bit about your background, all of these places, and what brought you here?
You know, New York was my first stop officially as far as with my career, and I'd always wanted to live there. So it wasn't a far hop from New Jersey over to New York. And then California, I lived because I had a publishing deal when I was first getting started in London. Same thing. I had a publishing deal. They wanted me to relocate it. So I did. But Tucson is my newest stop and I'm loving it. I grew up here for a bit, went to University of Arizona. I was a theater major. And so I'm spending more time here now. In fact, I can't leave. I'm supposed to be back in New York, but I love the city. I fall in love with the city all over again. It's a wonderful place to be.
We love hearing that because we think so too. That's why we're here. So welcome. We hope to see a lot more of you. Thank you. You started singing in the 70s and you had success with the duet song Lucky Stars with Dean Friedman, which was a hit in the UK. And in the 90s, you started your own record label, Key Media Group. What happened between the 70s and the 90s that led you to creating your own record label?
I had a lot of haircuts. Basically, I was signed to publishing deals, so I wanted to be known as a songwriter. And luckily, I had two very big publishers at big companies. One was, the first one was Warner Brothers in London, and the second was Warner Chappell in LA. They took the, both of them, I think one was vice, both of them, I think were vice presidents or president. They were high up at the company. And they took a liking to my music, and they wanted me to be in, like, for instance, the publisher, Johnny Sterling, said to me, come to London. I think being in close to Europe and being in London will help with your songwriting. I think it'll help develop interesting perspective from other music you hear and living in a different place. And he had known of my work from that first song that did very well. And so I moved there. And then he left the company. And then while I moved back, and then I got signed to Warner Chappell in California. And same thing, the guy that signed me left the company. He was developing. He loved what I did. They were so supportive and they would give me money to make demos. And I would go in every once a month and check in and this and that. But he left the company as well. So I would say those were the years for me developing my songwriting with the help of these two guys that were running part of very big publishing companies. Basically, when they both left, I had all these songs And I also tried different managers. I had some weird experiences with managers and big managers, because the big managers were attracted to me because they felt that I had potential to be global and do well. But I didn't like, there were a lot of things that I didn't like about it. And eventually I decided, and labels had heard me, and a lot of people didn't know what to do with me when I first started because I have a very eclectic sound, and they wanted me to go and pick a lane. I don't like lanes so much. And so I decided, after years of looking at working at people and having some good experiences, but overall not the kind of end result which I wanted, which is to let my music be heard and put it out there, I decided to start my own label and do it myself without all the restrictions, without relying on other people. It may happen, but it may not. And for me, it wasn't happening where I didn't feel things were going to fruition. So I said, well, let me take this ball and run with it.
That
I
makes sense.
never looked back.
Yes, you certainly are not a person who is in one lane. And if you want to do what you want to do, starting your own record label makes perfect sense. So then in 2008, you created Key Media Public Relations. What inspired you to create that group, and what does it do?
So I had this great record I made called Self. It was my debut record. It was a wonderful experience. I was pulling my hair out. I was under the desk at one point, pulling my hair out. And I had gone to see a big label. So I had kind of positioned it like, if I wanted to buy this record, what would you want for the deal? Like, she was being very casual about it. And I said, well, we could split it. And she said, well, who's your publicist? And I said, what's a publicist? And she said, well, you've got to put the record out, like you send out press releases and you get it in stores and you distribute it like 3 to 6 months before the record's even out. And I said, oh no. I said, I just started getting airplay. She goes, well, you just shot yourself in the foot. She said, you've sent this record out to radio without being in stores? I said, I forgot to do the research. The cool thing is we would call people, we sent like 20 records out. She said, you have to hire a publicist. You got to get this together. You didn't do this the right way. And I'm like, well, what else is new? And so I read about publicity and I talked to a few people and marketing companies, and they were so expensive, I couldn't afford it. So I was sitting there looking at my name, Denise, on a piece of paper, and I saw in the name it said Eden. And so I created a different personality for myself, Eden Leary. And so Eden Leary became my publicist, and I started to get all this attention and reviews. People said, who's your publicist? I want to use her. I'm like, Eden Leary. And then if you actually look at Denise, it sort of says Eden is, and then you say Denise. But anyway, long story short, I did it for a while, and then I started for my own record, and then people started coming to me and offering to pay me. And so I started doing publicity as Denise Marsa for other people, and the company has grown since. So
I love
that's
that story. That's great. Okay, well, you've had a successful career doing your own music. So let's listen to a song of yours so our audience knows how wonderful your voice and your songs are. Aspen, what are we going to hear first?
Well, we're going to hear songs off of her album that will be released in 2026 called Risk and Heal. And the first one is going to be My Legacy. Can I ask you about that song? What's it about, and why did you choose it for today's show?
It sort of defines my looking back at what I'm leaving behind. I mean, all of us want to leave something behind, whether it's our children or our work, a book. It's about what is my legacy? And basically, my legacy is how my life is focused so much on my music. It defines me.
And let me say, this is an exclusive. It's the first time anyone is hearing it. You will not be able to hear it anywhere else except here on KXCI. So let's listen to My Legacy by Denise Marza that will be released in 2026 on her new album, Risk and Heal.
Seduced by half a glass, I drink the Kool-Aid. The tonic fuels me, flames the need for fame, burning endlessly, reluctantly. My faith blindly led me down brimming playing with honesty. If my memory serves me, apology to those who loved me.
.3 KXCI Tucson, and we're returning to our interview with singer, songwriter, and producer Denise Marza.
Yes, and that was a beautiful song. You know, I have to ask you about the series of concerts you have out that on YouTube, which I watched, called The Pass, which won a Best Concert Award in New York in 2021. I spent some time listening to them, and I was totally mesmerized. Tell our audience about this series, The Pass, and what inspired you to do it.
Well, thank you for watching and for those kind words. We just put it on YouTube recently. I haven't performed a lot in my career. I did in the beginning, but not so much more recently and over the past 10, 15, 20 years. And I was doing a show. I had booked for a client a library concert in New Jersey. Actually, during the show, for some reason, I started to say, does anybody have any questions like about the song? And they started asking. And then the person asked me, why aren't you a household name? There's so many stories and things that happen. And that's when I decided to create The Pass, because I wanted to share with people. There are a lot of left, right, straight, backward turns that an artist can take in her career or his career. I put that together to sort of explain what I'd been through, because I think people were really curious to know, like, what does it take and why are you doing this and why aren't you more well known? And I've had various things happen that I feel kind of explain my journey. And I think that's important, especially for young people that are just getting started, or even people that just want to start music at any age. Do it, but it's a journey for sure.
I find the concerts that I go to of people where they tell stories about their early years and the things that happened to them, and they sing the songs. Those are the most fascinating. This is a series of maybe 45 minutes shows that tell the story of your life and your beautiful voice and your beautiful songs. It's really great. I can't encourage our audience enough to go see this. It's called The Pass. Your new CD is called Risk and Heal. It's not coming out until next year. Tell us exactly when it will be available and what is it about? Is there a central theme to the CD?
Oh, for sure. It's interesting because we actually did a remix from the album called Company of Women, which we put out about 2.5, 3 months ago, the remix. I've been doing these remixes and they've been doing really well in the UK and the clubs. Every single one we've released, which I say this and I still don't believe it, has gone to top 10 on the commercial pop dance chart. And Company of Women, which was released recently, went to number 6 about 2, 3 weeks ago. So that's the first song from Risk and Heal, but we did a remix of it. The album cut will be on the album. And so, as far as timing, I've got to go back to New York. I've written two new songs here in Tucson, and I'm going to add them to the album on my beautiful piano. So, I'm probably thinking March would be the time. That's when I released Pivotal, my last album, in March 2024. So, I would say March 2026. It's also my birth month. So, why not?
Oh, good. So, Aspen, which song are we going to listen to?
So the next song she has chosen is Hole, Hole. You want to tell us a little bit about that song? I think I saw it written with the W crossed out and
That's
hole.
the cover, right? Well, that one we're releasing November 14th. So that's next Friday. Basically, it's a bit political, it's global, it's about what's going on. And it was something that I wrote out of feeling frustration, what was going on in the world and in our country. One of the hooks is, I think I'll go and find a hole to crawl in. In the chorus, it also says, is anybody else feeling less than whole? So that's why you have the crossed out W. Maggie Dimitrova, who works with me, she's my part of my company. I had done the cover and she just put this W with an X there. And I thought, oh my God, that's fantastic. She hit the nail on the head. Because how are we whole or and we're in a hole.
Right here on KXEI, you're the first to hear it. So let's take a listen to Hole off the album to be released, Risk and Heal.
Bad news, dirt in all
Well, those are two wonderful songs that we played off this album. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. And again, we're returning to our interview with singer, songwriter, and producer Denise Marza.
Yeah, that's a great song. And let me just say again how versatile Denise is, because these songs are very different from songs that you hear in the past. And,
you know, moment to moment, yeah. Song to song.
There we go. Well, let's talk a little bit about what it's like for women in today's music world. In your autobiographical concert series, The Pass, you talk about being sexually harassed by men in the industry early on, which unfortunately is not an uncommon occurrence, actually, in any profession, it seems. Do you think that anything has changed as of today? What is different for women in the music business today? Anything?
So I want to just clarify, so the audience knows, in my show, I decided not to really go too deep into sexual harassment because I wanted to focus on the other parts of my career. And in the show, I mentioned where I was on tour and someone comes into my room and I don't know how I did it, but how I got him off me, my strategy worked. And then I left the tour, I walked out. And then I say it was the first, but not the last time that ever happened. And so as far as what's happening now, I don't know, because I don't have to deal with it, having my own label and doing my own thing. And certainly now at my age and at this time of my career, you know, people know who I am. And, you know, I'm not a 23, 24-year-old. For me, I'm in a whole different category. And also for other young girls, I don't know what they're going through. So I have to say, I don't know what's going on. I'd be curious to see, you know, to know or to hear from other young women. I think what's wonderful is that the world has made people more aware of the whole Me Too movement in both film and in all industries. It's sort of a thing, kind of. And I think that's the wonderful part about it. And I would like to believe that it doesn't go on as half as much or hardly at all now, because we're all aware of what, you know, how frustrating and how demeaning it can be for someone who's harassed.
You know, you have so many great stories about your life and what the defining moments have been. I particularly like the story that inspired you to move to New York City. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, I was thinking about it, and people around me, I was playing in the local clubs, and they all said, you need to go. You got to go big time here. You got to go. You got to go. And I was a little bit hesitant, because at the time, it was the late 70s, and New York did not have a good reputation. It was a really tough time for New York City. I was in a little town called Bradley Beach. I was at my grandparents, staying there for a bit. And then I was working at this little cafe, and I got off the cafe and I was making a phone call at the time to my boyfriend. I was in a phone booth. There was a guy standing in the, it was a gas station in the front, and then another guy by the phone. And when I came out of the phone booth, he grabbed me and tried to bring me down. So my keys fell. I went after him. It's in the past. And actually, I was staying at the people that owned the cafe. They had a little apartment across the street, so that's where I was staying. I wasn't at my grandparents at this time. And I basically fought. They took my keys to my car. I'm like, you can't have my car. You can't. And they were, my shirt had ripped. My necklace had fallen. And I don't know what they were looking for. I don't know what they were after. But I defended myself. Okay. If this happens in Bradley Beach, this little beach town, then I can go to New York and I can defend myself, and I can be, it kind of made me really aware when I was in New York to keep my eyes wide open behind me, in front of me, inside. And that was the experience that I said, okay, I'm going to New York. If I can handle this, I can go to New York. I'm ready.
Okay. It sounds like you were ready. Yeah. Well, Denise, how can our audience find out more about you and your music?
I think the best thing to do is to go to my website, denisemarzamusic.com. And we do our best to keep things current, and links to my social media, to my YouTube, photos, everything. So it's my home away from home. It's my little, it's my music home. So that's the best way. And then for the company stuff is marzamedia.com.
Okay. And since you're spending more and more time in Tucson, do you think we'll ever see you do a performance here in Tucson?
I'm going to answer absolutely.
Okay.
I had a conversation with you a little bit before, and I'm going to do it. You inspired me. And I don't know if it's going to be with guitar, piano, guitar, maybe congas. It'll be a kind of acoustic vibe, I think. And it'll be featuring some songs from the past and songs from Pivotal and hopefully Risk and Heal. In fact, Risk and Heal would be a really good album to do acoustically.
Okay. Well, that's what we want to hear. We will look forward to seeing more of you.
As I would say, that's the right answer. Well,
yay!
Here we are again at the end of our show. Thank you, Denise Marzis, so much for being here with us today and sharing your life, your music, and experiences with us. You make me homesick for New York City, I just want to say.
That's sweet.
Are independent and unstoppable. And thanks to all of you out there. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and you've been listening to Broad Perspectives Radio. You can hear more of our shows at kxci.org on our Broad Perspectives podcast page. For now, stay tuned, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.